On s'entretient avec le gardien de l'Impact, Evan Bush, qui est déjà rendu à Portland pour rejoindre sa nouvelle équipe, les Whitecaps de Vancouver. Evan, thanks a lot for taking the time today. Can you take us through a little bit the way things all unfolded this weekend with the trade that was announced on Sunday night?
I got the call from Vasily, you know, presenting me with, you know, the opportunity that Vancouver approached them with, and you know, it was difficult in the moment. They wanted a decision, you know, as quickly as possible. You know, by the end of that night, actually, in order to get me out and, you know, start the quarantine and, you know, get the testing started and all those fun things that happen with being an athlete in 2020.
Right.
You know, but for me, it was too hard to make that decision in a matter of hours. You know, and obviously, I've been here for. I've been in Montreal for many, many years, so that wasn't something, you know, wasn't a decision that I could take lightly. Ultimately, we discussed things, you know, with the both clubs, my agent, but most importantly, my family, and you know, just felt it was an opportunity to take on in the moment, and I think that, you know, everyone was, you know, pleased with how it happened, and you know, the club didn't have to bring me into the discussions. Obviously, with, you know, North America, trades happen all the time without players being consulted. But I'm really glad that they afforded me the respect that no, they did in the matter.
Yeah, normally when guys have spent a number of years in the league, you know, it's custom to consult with them before making a move, and I think that shows, you know, the respect that you gain in the city and obviously from the club. As I mentioned to Olivier today, I mean, you're not just another player. You've been here for nearly a decade. You set up here. Your family is now here, has been here for all these years. So what was the discussion with your wife? I mean, was it, you know, a pretty quick, yes, let's do it, or did you think about it? What were your options, and which side were you leaning when you first heard about it?
Initially, you know, I was not fully supportive of making the decision. Just, you know, I figured something would have happened in the off season, you know, based on, you know, the trajectory of the season,
right,
and those things, and obviously we're, you know, in a salary cap league, you know, all of those things, you know, taken into consideration, I figured something would happen at some point. But you know, I think the pace that it moved at in such a short amount of time, it was uncomfortable for me, you know, to make such a big decision so quickly.
Right.
So, you know, I talked to my wife, and she was extremely supportive from the start, which,
wow,
which actually made it that much more difficult for me. you know, she was very supportive, and, you know, I was hoping that she'd be like, no, or yes. I was looking for her to make the decision for me.
Right.
But, you know, I think she knew that, you know, my time with the Impact in terms of being on the field was not at a place, or I should say that I wasn't, you know, in as happy of a place as I'd been in years past for obvious reasons, and she sensed that, and, you know, it wasn't something that I was bringing home with me and making it a burden within our household, but she could sense, you know, that I wasn't as excited to talk about, you know, training anymore, the games, or, you know, the traveling and stuff like that. So, you know, when she started mentioning all those things, you know, it became clear that, you know, it was probably time to, you know, to see what was the next move.
So what's your move now? Does your family now quickly follow you to Vancouver? Obviously, you're not going to be there at this time because you guys are playing in Portland, but are they going to be sticking around till the holidays or till the new year, or how are you guys going to work everything out, or is it even figured out yet?
Yeah, they're going to stay there until the holidays and the new year. I'll be back in Montreal after the season is done here. Obviously, like you said, we're not even in Vancouver. We're in Portland right now,
right.
Similar to what's going on with Montreal and New Jersey. So, yeah, there's no sense in bringing them out, taking the kids out of school and all those things. So we'll reassess everything, you know, when the season's over and, right. and figure out from there.
What were your thoughts on going from a Canadian team to another one where you need to go into another sort of bubble, you know, as opposed to maybe going to a city in the U.S. where you'd be free to move around?
Yeah, it sucks, to put it quite frankly. You know, the whole situation sucks for all the Canadian teams. So, you know, that's not ideal. But, you know, it's towards the end of the season. I know that there's quite a few games left in terms of the totality of number of games in the season, but, you know, there's really only, what, like six weeks left in the regular season.
Right.
And then hopefully playoffs. So basically I'm, you know, looking at it as an extended road trip and then, you know, figure out with, you know, the border restrictions and, you know, all those things that we have to figure out right now, what happens after that. But, yeah, I think the toughest part is not being able to see the family for the next, you know, 6 weeks or so.
Right. Yeah, definitely that's going to be tough. Were you made aware at the beginning of the year that it was going to work this way? Did you think that you would be getting some playing time? What was the discussion with Henri at the beginning of the season, which led up to the situation we now know of?
I don't know if we ever really sat down, you know, all the goalkeepers together or whatever, and, you know, spoke openly about the situation. But, you know, I think that there was, you know, more or less a competition. You know, I think Clément came in maybe with a little bit of the upper hand with the way things ended at the end of last season.
Right.
And, you know, to be fair to him, I think he did well to really latch on to that job at the start of the year with some of the performances and, you know, against Aprisa and then within the league. And, you know, to kind of go over the rest of the season, it was all stop and start, and,
right.
you know, big moments of, you know, not doing anything and then jumping into, you know, a bubble and then, you know, into quarantine. And it just felt like the opportunity to really have meaningful change within the lineup and within the team wasn't there a whole lot. So,
right.
You know, it was frustrating. You know, there was moments throughout the course of the season where I felt like I was, you know, performing well in training and whatnot. But, that's in the past. And, you know, I don't hold any grudges. You know, I have a lot of respect for Thierry. So it's part of the job, I guess.
But is there a feeling, is there a sense in that locker room that if rotations had been made a little bit more over the last few weeks that maybe it would have been possible to keep everybody a little bit happier and, you know, feeling that they were more part of the team or not necessarily?
That's a tough thing to ask because, you know, even if that was the case, I don't think that guys speak as openly,
right.
you know, amongst each other about stuff like that as one might be led to believe.
Mm-hmm.
If they did, it'd be kind of a, you know, it'd be a poor person to have in the locker room if they were openly talking with other guys about it like that. So,
I got you.
You know, from day one all the way to the end of, you know, of my time, you know, this year, I was looked at with loads of respect from every guy in the locker room for what I was able to bring on the field, off the field, and the way I carried myself, and that never wavered, I don't think.
Now that you go to Vancouver, you're going to meet up with some old friends, obviously Mark DeSantos, who coached you here in 2011, and your former teammate Max Crépeau and Youssef Daha, who you know very well, obviously. But did that weigh into your decision, knowing that you're going there, and right away you have friends in the locker room that you know?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think that if it wasn't for Mark and Youssef being involved and having that familiarity, it'd be a really difficult situation to come into.
Right.
It's already going to be difficult given the circumstances of how the season is, and once again coming to a place where there's no home games,
right.
Playing all, you know, all road games and against some very difficult teams, you know, heading into the end of the season. But, you know, that familiarity was the only reason that, you know, I even entertained the the possibility of coming here in the first place. You know, if that wasn't the case with these guys here, I probably would have turned it down immediately.
So what have been your discussions with Mark so far? I mean, obviously, if you've decided to go to Vancouver, I'm guessing that you're going there to play. Has there been a discussion in terms of, you know, how much playing time are you going to get? Are you going in there with the thought that you will be the number one from now till the end of the year?
You know, when I spoke to Mark and Youssef, you know, they were excited to bring me in. You know, I don't think it'd be fair to say, you know, I'm going to be playing every game or, you know, whatever the situation is. Obviously, you know, I have to get integrated into the team, into the environment, and, you know, they're going to see where I'm at and go from there. But they obviously know what kind of player I am, what kind of person I am, and, you know, what I can bring, you know, both on the field and in the locker room. So, you know, I think they brought me in for a reason, but, you know, we'll see what that reason is moving forward.
Evan, obviously you've been one of the guys that's been the most respected. A lot of, you know, love being shared on social media over the last 24 hours or so. A lot of media members and fans who have crossed paths with you, whether it be on a field somewhere or at the airport or, you know, in a media lounge for us and stuff like that. Do you feel today, you know, all the effort and the work that you put in to your reputation and the type of player and person you've been here with this organization all these years, and how much do you feel like it's paid off?
Yeah, I think so. I've been, you know, somewhat of a emotional mess the last 24 hours, and, you know, the stuff you mentioned with social media and people, you know, recounting some of the memories and interactions has only fueled that fire. So, you know, I'll be sending out something in the coming hours or maybe tomorrow morning to kind of discuss my feelings a little bit more and thank the people that need to be thanked. But it's been nothing but enjoyable for me.
Can you tell me quickly, off the top of your head, your top three best moments with the Impact over the years?
I think the game in Costa Rica that put us in the Champions League final. It was the best four goals I ever took. the Pachuca game in that same run where obviously Cameron scored at the end, and I've never been part of an environment that was quite like that. And then, you know, probably the New York game that led us into the conference final against Toronto, you know, at New York, and
yes,
you know, all of those were history-setting moments for the club, and really important moments in not only my career but the relationships that I was able to develop with, you know, people, you know, on the team, within the staff, within the club, that came as a direct result of some of those moments.
What can you tell any young player that's, you know, trying to, you know, get into the lineup in Montreal and trying to make a career out of it? Obviously, you started here as a backup keeper in NASL and worked yourself all the way to starting position for many, many years. What's the message you could set out to any young player that's you know, looking to get the opportunity that you got?
Just to find a way to enjoy it every day. You know, once you start looking at it as work, it becomes far less enjoyable than when you just, you know, show up and view it as a game. And the business of it's going to creep in, you know, maybe from the start of a career even, but, you know, just try to push all that aside and focus on the things you need to focus on. And, you know, a strong work ethic will take you a long way. You know, there's been a lot of guys that I've seen with a lot of talent, you know, come into Montreal and flame out. But there's been guys with great work ethics, and I've always prided myself on having the strongest work ethic in the team. And I think that's afforded me a lot of opportunities along the way that, you know, some other guys might not have had.
Right. I got you. Well, Evan, listen, I'm going to let you rest. Obviously, you'll be joining your team in the next few hours, your new teammates. Just want to wish you all the best with the Whitecaps. Looking forward to seeing you down the road. And obviously, all the best to you, your family. And thanks for all the years and, you know, all the time that you gave us, media members and also the fans. I know have enjoyed, you know, shaking hands with you, taking pictures and signing autographs. I've never seen you say no to anybody during all those road trips we took. So congratulations on that. We really appreciated all the time you spent here and obviously the work that you've done to make soccer grow here and obviously all your involvement in charity work.
My pleasure. Thank you, Jeremy.